We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I'll just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes the phenomenon as, quote, like a jet of blue flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Ramon Raquello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel, situated in downtown New York.
Let it rain all the way to town, screaming it came out of his
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News, Toronto, Canada. Professor Morris of Macmillan University reports observing a total of 3 explosions on the planet Mars between the hours of 7:45 p.m. and 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This confirms earlier reports received from American observatories. Now, nearer home, comes a special bulletin from Trenton, New Jersey. It is reported that at 8:50 p.m., a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grover's Mill, New Jersey, 22 miles from Trenton. The flash in the sky was visible within a radius of several hundred miles, and the noise of the impact was heard as far north as Elizabeth. We have dispatched a special mobile unit to the scene, and we'll have our commentator, Carl Phillips, give you a word picture of the scene as soon as he can reach there from Princeton. In the meantime, we take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
The weird thing that's been happening is the skies over America suddenly turning into that carnival game, Balloon Pop.
All of a sudden, there are more UFOs than Chick-fil-A's now.
A Chinese spy balloon soared across America before finally being shot down by a stealth fighter. Just a reminder, we spend almost $800 billion a year on defense, and we used it to pop balloon. You could also do that. You can do that with a thumbtack and a straw. Now, a balloon doesn't necessarily do this thing justice. It was 2 to 3 school buses in size, 200 feet across, and the debris was found to contain an antenna meant to pinpoint the locations of communication devices and was capable of intercepting calls made on those devices. What? Well, we can't have Chinese balloons monitoring our cell phones? That's what TikTok is for. Anyway, we thought the whole thing had blown over. Then this weekend, the U.S. military shot down 3 unidentified flying objects.
The U.S. military shooting down 3 mysterious flying objects in just 3 days. And now the White House is under growing pressure to answer some basic questions. What are they? Where do they come from? Were these Chinese spy drones or something else?
Not even the pilots apparently were really able to identify what they saw. Those pilots, we have learned, have given very conflicting accounts of what they actually experienced, with some pilots saying that the object interfered with the plane's sensors, other pilots saying that they didn't really experience that, other pilots saying that when they looked at the object, they could identify no identifiable propulsion system.
As far as I can tell, there are 3 possibilities here. It's a foreign adversary spying on us, it's aliens, or there's a dude in Montana with a remote control in his hands absolutely his pants right now. Hey, honey, you have fun flying your new drone? Actually, dear, I realized that you were right, and it is a dumb hobby, so I sold it. I sold it last week, in fact. Also, if anyone from the FBI knocks on the door, tell them you saw aliens in the sky.
I never in a million years thought I'd say this. Where the hell is the Space Force? Why are they a thing? The White House today announced they've formed an interagency team to look into what's going on. After initially refusing to rule it out, today they said they do not believe these are extraterrestrial visits, which is exactly what they say at the beginning of every movie about extraterrestrial visits.
The details of what pilots have seen in the skies above North America are just downright bizarre. For example, officials have used a particular car, a Volkswagen Beetle, to describe the rough size of the object shot down Friday in Alaska and Saturday in Canada. I swear to God, if this is a viral marketing campaign for a Herbie the Love Bug reboot, I am gonna be psyched. I love me some Herbie. Sue me. But I actually think the Volkswagen comparison is a good thing. There's no better sign aliens come in peace than showing up in a Volkswagen Bug. They're probably hippie aliens with long white ponytails. And if we talked to them, they'd say, hey man, we're here to teach you a new way to make water. But do we listen? No, we just blow them out of the sky while they utter their final words, bummer, man. We were going to bring the glaciers back. In fact, the Air Force General, who's in charge of NORAD, the military organization that protects American and Canadian skies, specifically would not rule out aliens when directly asked.
This is for General Van Herk. Because you still haven't been able to tell us what these things are that we are shooting out of the sky, that raises the question, have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials? And if so, why? Because that is what everyone is asking us right now.
Okay, thanks for the question, Colleen. I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure that out. I haven't ruled out anything. At this point, we continue to assess every threat or potential threat unknown that approaches North America with an attempt to identify it.
Thanks.
Thanks? I'm sorry. The general in charge of North American aerospace defense says there might be aliens flying above us, and there are just no follow-up questions? Yeah, some people are saying that the aliens are here and they intend to enslave us underground and steal our women. I'm not ruling anything out. Cool, thanks. That's how exhausted journalists are from the past 8 years of nonstop crisis. Psychotic president, attempted coup, land war in Europe, and a global pandemic. We hear about aliens and we're all just like, all right, well, let us know if the situation changes. And how much time we'd have to evacuate and whatnot. I mean, sure would like it to make it to the season finale of Love Island before the old
Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Steve, you can't possibly be suggesting that these are aliens. Well, let me be clear about this, ladies and gentlemen. I am not suggesting that. I am declaring that. Because, and this is important, according to a senior Air Force general, the military was unable to immediately determine the means by which any of the three latest objects were kept aloft or where they were coming from, adding, I haven't ruled out anything. Yeah, nothing's off the table. It could be aliens. It could be balloons, or it could be alien balloons.
I love how we're not ruling anything out, but we're shooting everything down. Is it a kite? Is it aliens? Is it the old man from Up? Who cares? We'll figure it out when we sift through the wreckage.
CTA 102, we're over here receiving you. Signals tell us that you're there. Can hear them loud and clear. We just want to let you know that we're ready for to go out into the universe. We don't care who's been there
Now, according to experts, one reason we may be seeing all these objects getting shot down is that in the wake of the Chinese spy balloon, U.S. and Canadian militaries are hyper-vigilant in flagging some objects that might previously have been allowed to pass. So evidently, now the military is like a dad who got one of those motion-activated night vision wildlife cams for a Christmas present and keeps blowing up the family's text chain. I saw the fox again. Here he is at 2:37 a.m. and again at 2:44 a.m. I gotta tell the McCardles to move their composting bins. Don't forget, mom's birthday is in April. Heart, 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 heart.
Personally, I would like to know, why are there filters in the first place? Shouldn't NORAD be able to detect abnormal objects with surveillance capabilities? How many of these have we missed so far? I mean, on one hand, the explanation is a relief. On the other hand, it feels like they're saying, don't freak out about these. They've been in the skies forever. We just didn't notice them. Be they from China or outer space, one thing is clear. They know every single thing about us by now. So obviously it seems like there are very likely some less dramatic explanations for the strange activity. NORAD widened its filters, so it's just detecting more air traffic than usual. Or maybe it's a foreign adversary spying on us in the way that all global superpowers spy on each other. And maybe it's aliens. I mean, it can't be a coincidence this happened the same week Senator Rick Scott was in the news for trying to cut Social Security. Mothership, I need a distraction. Release the Volkswagens.
So, let's run through the definitely alien objects. On Friday, a U.S. fighter jet brought down an unidentified object over the waters of Alaska. It was headed toward the North Pole before it was struck down.
Naughty. That's naughty!
Santa, you will be missed. Then, on Saturday, another object was shot down over Canada. On Saturday night, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, I ordered the takedown of an unidentified object that violated Canadian airspace. A U.S. F-22 successfully fired at the object. Okay, good to know. Justin, can I call you Justin? If it was a U.S. F-22 that shot it down, you didn't order anything. You called your neighbor Joe and said, hey, can I ask you a favor? Small but important difference. Never mind. You did great. The military is being very hush-hush about what they shot down. All they'll tell us is that it was cylindrical.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carl Phillips again, out at the Wilmot Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey. Paint for you a word picture of a strange scene before my eyes, like something out of a modern Arabian night. I guess that's it. Yes, I guess that's the thing directly in front of me, half buried in a vast pit. Must have struck with terrific force. The ground is covered with splinters of a tree. It must have struck on its way down. But I can see the object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor. At least not the meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder.
Clearly, the alien invasion is imminent. Look down right now. Everyone watching at home, look down at your butt. Are you being probed right now? Now, this is important. Look who's doing it. Is it an alien? Write me a card if it was. Then, we'll put the address up later, right? We'll put the address up. Yeah, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Okay. Then on Sunday, another UFO was shot down over Lake Huron, and this one was not cylindrical, but octagonal, with strings hanging off and no discernible payload. Do you know what this means? The aliens have achieved tactical pinata technology. The payload's inside. And it's delicious.
Today, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre declared that it is almost certainly not aliens.
There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
Okay, but that's definitely what the White House would say in a movie about an alien invasion. 30 minutes later, cut to Joe Biden personally fighting an alien on the roof of the White House. It would give Biden a chance to utter one of those iconic movie president lines, get off my stairs. Hey man, cut it out. We were trying to bring back the polar bears. So the U.S. Air Force has shot down three unidentified objects in as many days, which, by the way, was exactly what Republicans demanded when the Chinese spy balloon floated across America airspace for a few days. They wanted it shot down immediately. So I guess now that Biden is taking their advice, they're going to line up to congratulate him. And I'm just kidding. They're whining yet again.
The American people have seen Joe Biden in the first 2 years. He has failed to secure the southern border. Now they're beginning to get concerned that he can't secure our airspace.
It's a whole bunch of radio silence, tap dancing, and equivocation from the Biden administration. And, you know, we shouldn't be surprised. Things have been a disaster since they took control 2 years ago.
This administration is refusing to say what is happening. What are these objects? What are these crafts? Who is directing them? How are they getting here? What is their mission?
I think it shows our lack of transparency by this administration. You know, the first balloon they shot down after it traversed our entire country, they claimed it was for safety. And obviously, they could have dropped the thing in Montana. There would they're more likely to hit some guy with a mullet and a tank top on Myrtle Beach than they were to hit somebody in Montana.
All right, first of all, if a guy with a mullet and a tank top on Myrtle Beach did get hit with a UFO, I'm pretty sure that dude would be thrilled. Whoa, all my exes are finally gonna believe me. Hey, Barbara, it's Jerry Joe. Did you see me on the news? Who's laughing now, Barbara? Why is Stephen Miller on TV talking about this or any subject? He sounds like the guy from the sci-fi movie who would be in the Oval Office telling the president to nuke the aliens immediately while a bunch of scientists beg for more time. We must nuke this unidentified aircraft immediately in order to establish American sovereignty and superiority over our airspace. Sir, we're pretty sure it's just a birthday balloon. It has a Paw Patrol on it. We must show the Paw Patrol that they are not the law in this country. We are. The White House held a briefing to offer more details today. But I will say, I wouldn't mind hearing a little more from Biden when he was asked at the White House about the object shot down over Alaska. This is all he had to say.
Do you have anything to say about the object shot down over Alaska, Mr. President?
That's it? Can you give us a little more info? Unidentified objects are getting shot down in the skies above the U.S. like a game of duck hunt, and Biden's playing it close to the vest like a grandpa at a family reunion when grandmas were counting how they met. You know, your grandfather was quite the Casanova back in the day. He took me out to Lover's Cliff and his stingray. Hey, that's not for them to hear. Let's just say it was a success. The lack of concrete information has left a vacuum for conspiracy nuts to run wild. For example, over the weekend, Earth's Marjorie Taylor Greene listed off a bunch of insane hypotheticals for what could have been inside the Chinese spy balloon and recounted yelling at military officials during a congressional briefing about it.
You sat by and allowed this Chinese spy balloon that could have contained a bioweapon like COVID. It could have contained a nuclear bomb, an EMP attack, or hypersonic missiles. I said, you allowed this to go across the country and then you want to stand up here and give us our excuses, your excuses on why you didn't shoot it down because you're gathering intelligence or you didn't want to risk endangering anyone's lives. I said, that is the biggest bunch of bull.
Yeah, the balloon could have contained a nuclear bomb, which is why you should have shot a missile at it. Everyone knows that's how you safely disarm a nuclear weapon directly above a densely populated area. Missiles cancel out nuclear bombs just like the reverse card in Uno. What else does she think could have been inside this balloon? There could have been bioweapons, missiles, a nuclear weapon, or even worse, a bunch of middle school textbooks that teach accurate history. So it's a mysterious situation. We don't have many details. There's a bunch of possible explanations. It's obviously quite unlikely that it's aliens. Although, if it is aliens, Republicans want them shot down immediately, even if it means they land on a farm in Montana in the middle of a
bunch of bull.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Although we won't be Americans for long, I can't imagine maps are going to mean much in a couple of hours. I come to you tonight to say we've made contact with some extra bad guys. They're from space. They're extra bad. And they're not like Star Wars aliens. And I would know because I visited Skywalker Ranch 1982. I was with George Lucas and his little trash can, R2-Me2. And this furry little guy came up to me, walking up to me, tough guy, strong guy. Tears purring down his furry face. And he said to me, I said, I'll never forget what he said. He said, Mr. Trump, sir, yub-nub.
Ha ha ha!
What? Book. Book. Look. Look.
Radio.
Radio.
Yip.
Radio.
Nope.
No. Radio. Happy.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.